will be another president next year, and whether Americans choose former President Donald Trump, Vice President Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Shiva Ayyadure, or another lesser-known candidate, the winner will be moving into one of the country's most haunted residences.
I think the White House is one of the most haunted places around because there's so much history there and so many layers of history. Every single presidency has left some kind of thumbprint, and that doesn't always get washed away.
Jeff Belanger, author of Who's Haunting the White House, The President's Mansion, and The Ghosts Who Live There, says that while the ghosts of former presidents, such as Andrew Jackson, William Henry Harrison, and Thomas Jefferson have been reported, one appears more prominently than the others.
Abraham Lincoln is by far the most prominent figure there, and I think it's because his presidency was the most difficult out of all of them, because his son died while he was in the White House, his nation's getting torn apart in a civil war, and of course, he paid the ultimate price, he was assassinated. And that shouldn't be forgotten. And I think when you think about every president since, however bad it got for them, in their heads, they could say Lincoln had it worse.
In fact, another former president, George W. Bush, discussed this with historian Henry Louis Gates Jr. on the PBS special, Looking for Lincoln.
People say, have you seen Lincoln's ghost? I said, well, I quit drinking in 1986, so I haven't seen the ghost, but his presence is felt all throughout the house.
However, not all the apparitions are former presidents, as many reported seeing the specter of a red-coat British soldier from the War of 1812, where British troops occupied the Capitol and set fire to many federal buildings, including the White House.
There's people that take shots at the White House from the street, jump the fence or whatever. It has happened. And so if that ghost is a reminder not to let your guard down, then they're happy to keep telling the story.
And with Election Day less than a week away, Belanger offers this advice to the nation's next commander-in-chief for when they move in.
Enjoy it and treat it as the sacred place that it really is, and hope that the ghost you leave behind will also be revered.
Election Day will take place on Tuesday, November 5th. Dan McCready, WATD News.